January the 21st, 1987. Anne Healy and Doreen McDowell talking to Mrs. Duckett of Wedmore about Caerphilly cheesemaking. Yes, can you tell me, Mrs. Duckett, how you do make Caerphilly cheese?
Well, we start by adding the starter in the morning, and then when the morning's milk comes in, you warm it up and add the rennet. And then after it forms a junket, cut it. And from then on, you have to gradually scald it, heat it up, stir it all the time, to firm it up until it becomes the frozen whey. And when the acidity is right, which it should be about 1/8 to 1/9, you pitch it for about 5-10 minutes and then draw the whey off the top and let the curds pitch at the bottom. And the whey is drawn off, goes over the separator and is separated into the thick cream, is then put over steam and boiled for several hours until it becomes clotted, then cooled and sold off as clotted cream. But the cheese, the curd, when it's firm, you start to cut it with the long knives. You cut it into cones first of all, and then the cones are cut up into lengths and piled at the back, and then cut again into 1-inch cubes, it should be. Then salt is drained further, then the salt is added, and put it into the moulds, which at the moment we're doing in 2 pounds, 4 pounds. 8 pounds.
Is this because you've got the market for that size of cheese? Does this determine
yes.
what size of moulds you use?
We do make 1 pound ones occasionally for Christmas trade and things, but they're a bit of a nuisance.
They're so fiddly, I should imagine.
Fiddly, yes. They're just as more time consuming than the larger ones, really. We do for special orders.
And you then put them into the presses?
Yes.
Now, can you tell me about how long they're there in the press?
Well, they go as quickly as you can when you cut it. You get it away, not for the curd to get chilled. You want to put them into the presses as soon as possible. And then you take them out and turn them top to bottom once. And put them back again, and then you take them out and rub them in salt and bring the claws out of water, put them in until the morning.
So when you're rubbing them in salt, have you taken them out of the cloth?
Yes, you take them out of the cloth, bring the claws out of water, warm water, and
rub the salt over the cheese.
We have actually it's a baby's bath, an old baby's bath that we rub them in. You can see them do it if you want to. Mm.
And then you'll put them back into the cloth?
Into the presses, yes.
With the cloth on?
Yes, with the cloth on. Mm-hmm. And they stay till warm. In the summertime, you've got to be careful not to put too much pressure or the claws will stick to the cheese. We have had to take them out and turn them another time in very hot weather. Put them in, you know, the salt, bring the claws out of salt water.
When you take them out of the press tomorrow morning, what do you do with them then?
They go straight into the brine and stay in there for 24 hours. And they come out on the shelves and they're ready to be sold then.